This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 25, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-80s. The Marblehead Light Commission is set to discuss the implementation of a rate increase. The Daily Item is reporting that the increase could begin as soon as next week. The Lynn Police Department is continuing its bike patrol unit. The item reports that the officers involved believe that interacting with the community while on a bicycle patrol is a good way to build relationships with Lynn residents. Beverly Homecoming kicks off August 3rd. This year, the celebration will be condensed into 5 days, opposed to the recent 10-day schedule. The Salem News is reporting that organizers say there will still be the same number of events. It's just that people will be able to attend more events each day. Several blocks of Elliott Street in Beverly were closed to traffic for much of Sunday after a car hit a utility pole that then set off a chain of events that left part of the area without power for hours. There are more details on this story in today's Salem News. And the Gloucester Times is reporting that a group of residents and the Bass Rocks Golf Club recently pooled their money to pave crater-like potholes on two East Gloucester streets. Check out the latest North Shore news and sports throughout the day by clicking on msonewsports.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Sports. The Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays again yesterday, 8-4 the score. Sox will play host to Cleveland tonight. David Ortiz was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame Sunday. The Navigators will play Winnipesaukee tonight at 6 in Laconia, New Hampshire. St. John's Prep's Jonel Aguero has announced that he will play football at the University of Georgia. The Lynn athlete is entering his senior year at the Prep. Local baseball, Beverly Salem Legion split their games over the weekend, but now fall into the loser's bracket in the regional tournament. And the Lynn Babe Ruth All-Stars are continuing their play later this week in the New England Regionals. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.